Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends of false few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Yes, we drove. We're not flying. We're not going along with the Gestapo and the New World Order system. But we are out here for the very purpose that on Wednesday, June 16th, we will be at the Landmark Community Christ Church. It is at 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City. One more time. We will be at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City. It starts at 7 p.m. Again, it's Landmark Community Church. We will be doing an event out there on Wednesday evening. So if you are in the area, please come out. Folks, in about a week and a half, we're going to be in Colorado, Johnstown. After that, we're going to be going to Escondido, California. So, again, we're out here doing the stuff, as we say here in the ministry, which is found, by the way, in Luke 19:10. So when you get a moment, go ahead and check it out. We've got much to cover. We're going to be talking mainly, friends, about, well, that will be the highlight of the conversation today, is that of vaccinated people and those that are not going to be vaccinated. And what's happening to those that are rejecting the vaccinations? Well, vaccinate or terminate is the headline. And I'm going to do my best to go ahead and play some Ben Swan for you concerning audio in just a couple minutes here. But again, what's happening, friends, is we're beginning to see more forced compliance coming from the medical industry, whereas they are absolutely standing up and saying we are not going to be ruled by a bunch of tyrants that are trying to create this global agenda. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. So again, check it out. By the way, if you want to call in, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. It's absolutely amazing to me as to how today we were down at the Presidential Museum this morning getting a little more history as to who we are, where we came from, so as to know where we're going in the near future, right? I mean, the old saying goes, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And we were spending much time there, and it was continuous, this reiteration of the fact of our constitutional republic from the past and all the way up until Ronald Reagan. All of a sudden it went from a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, to that of a democracy. Folks, doesn't that tell you when this all began to roll out swiftly as to them trying to recreate the fundamental basis of our country? And, of course, we all heard Barack Hussein Obama say that. And 5 minutes before he mysteriously became the president of the United States of America, he was the one that said he was going to fundamentally transform America. Well, I'm just here to tell you, friends, it's been Barack Obama. It's been that of Donald Trump. It's been that of the current administration going back to the Clintons, to the Bushes, Folks, they have continuously reiterated the point that we are a democracy. We are not a democracy. That's how you destroy the country. And the message is the majority rules. No, the majority does not rule in this country. We are ruled by law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We are not ruled by the opinions of men. As a republic, a constitutional republic, we're, again, ruled by law, principally. And as a democracy, you're ruled by the majority of the people. And the way that the system is working here in America today is to try to put into the minds of the people that the minority is the majority, to overthrow and to throw out the old and to bring in the new. So, folks, again, it's important that we understand our history. And as it's been said rightly, friends, either we're one nation under God or else we are going to be one nation gone under. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I wanted to show you this really quick, get into some of the topics right away. Did you see this little 11-year-old girl who was kicked out of school for refusing to continue wearing a mask? I have a picture up of her on social media platforms, and if you'd like to check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, go to the right side of the page and click onto social media platforms, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can begin to scroll and watch the video that I'm about ready to play for you really quick here. If not, you're going to hear the audio, you're going to get the point, and I'll do my best to narrate as well. But what we're talking about right now is the brave little 11-year-old girl who's kicked out of school for refusing to continue wearing a mask. The highlight goes as follows. A brave and outspoken 11-year-old girl says that she's been kicked out of school after she refused to continue wearing a mask in her hot classroom, declaring the requirement to be child abuse. I kid you negative. And so what I want to do is I want to play a little audio video here for you so you can check out how this young lady understands that she has to now stand up and fight off the wolves because the churches have failed to do so, the corrupt politicians in America have failed to do so, and they're finding now that their parents, who despise, they say, what they call the left, how it is the greatest fool in America and the greatest fools in America, friends, are those that hand off their kids to be raised up by their sworn enemies, yeah? But this is what they're doing, and this little kid, this little 11-year-old, stood up and threw them off, and I want you to check it out, because it is absolutely astounding.
Just because someone tells you something doesn't mean it's the truth. Just because you feel the need to do something that goes against the rules doesn't necessarily mean that you're wrong. If you feel something wrong, speak up. Don't be afraid of being canceled. It starts that there are others out there that feel the same way. You can call the kids on the voice. That's a basic thing about living in America. Use your voice and speak for what you believe in. Thank you and God bless.
So again, friends, what do we have here? We have an 11-year-old girl having to stand and fight for her God-given rights because she knows better. And what's absolutely amazing about this, friends, is her parents are standing back and watching it. Instead of actually fighting for their children, the parents are in the back filming the child fight for her own God-given rights. Now, does this build character? No, we fans are buts about it. We high-five her. All the way, no question about it. NCS, just for the record, this is exactly why we went into public schools across the country, because we, in fact, have seen the young people being subjected to everything and protected from very little. Now, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Rapid City, South Dakota. And why, say you, are you in Rapid City, South Dakota, Bradley? Well, I'm about ready to give you the answer. We are going to be on June 16th, Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're going to be at the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Now, the reason we bring that up is because people are constantly asking us the question as to where are you going to be next? Well, I just got done sharing with you once again as to where we are going to be next. So with that again said, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I got to tell you, we've been in a lot of restaurants over the last couple of days because we've been driving a long way. I have been driving a long way doing what we're doing because we're not going to fly, period. And what's interesting to note is we've noticed on the screen, the television screen in passing, about 80 to 90% of the commercials, we noticed that they're black people. And I knew right away what we were dealing with. And then all of a sudden, you look down at the mainstream media, namely USA Today, because in the hotel rooms, you get free papers. And it's interesting that it's all bought and paid for. It's all propaganda is what it is. They want to get you wherever they can get you. And we noticed on the front page of the paper, there was a couple black ladies on the front of the paper, and it was talking about white supremacy. And folks, here's what you need to understand. And let me say it real slow. All nations are one blood. Okay? I don't care about the color of your skin. But those that are trying to pit people one against another, they do care. Because they're trying to browbeat you Americans. I'm broadcasting into 153 cities right now. They're trying to browbeat you into submission 53 countries that I'm broadcasting into right now. And they're trying to browbeat you into submission one way or another. Let me say it again. They're trying to browbeat you into submission one way or another. And it's interesting for this quote to come in to my mind at such a time as this. And the reason I say this is because it was actually President Roosevelt's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, that had said, pit race against race. pit religion against religion, pit prejudice against prejudice. And this all takes place in a land that's not being ruled by the law. Pit prejudice against prejudice, pit religion against religion, pit race against race. That's interesting. She goes on, Eleanor Roosevelt does, and she says, we must not let that happen here. And yet this is all we see, 330 million people submitting themselves to. You say to yourself, well, Bradley, how are we submitting to this? How are we submitting ourselves to this? Are they still doing it? Then you have to respond in truth and say, yes, they are. Well, what does that mean? That means the 330 million people that see the little leaven that's leaving the lump and the foxes that are spoiling the vine are standing back and encouraging them to do more day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. By doing what? Absolutely nothing. Now, last week, I spent some time, friends, talking about the worthlessness of those that call themselves the silent majority. I just have a question for you to the silent majority. I ask, how much further do you suppose that the can can be kicked down the road before something majorly takes place in this country? What is it that you're waiting for, you apathetic? What is it that you're waiting for, you tolerance? And let me remind you of what Edmund Burke said in contrast. Listen to me carefully. See my thought through. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. And I'm here to correct one in whom I respect, Edmund Burke, because there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Because, again, friends, evil prevails because good men do nothing? No. Good men don't tolerate evil to prevail. And you better understand in the sight of God, what I just said is exactly spot on. God will not tolerate what you tolerate. And, friends, do understand that when judgment begins, which has been raining down judgments in this country for some time, we're going into another cycle of refusal to repent before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, as to where the judgments are going to begin to come down seven times harder. I said seven times harder. And that's exactly what's happening today in America. Because of the tolerance and apathy of the 330 million people, the Lord will use wicked men to judge this nation, and you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's happening in this country today. Let me move over to the next point for you. You have the federal judge who just dropped the hammer on Chicago's mayor, Lori Crow Lightfoot. As a matter of fact, on June 7th, it tells us, U.S. District Court Judge John Z. Lee ordered the blatantly, as they call him, racist Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to explain to him her racist policy on allowing news media interviews with people of color in a sworn declaration. Now, if you don't know who she is, it's this devil right here. She is a piece of work, and she's doing her best to cover up her face. As a matter of fact, with all due respect to the truth, if I was her, I would do my best to cover up my face as well, because she is a vile, vile human being. She is a lesbian who's married a man that calls himself a woman. And I would beg the question to everybody listening to me right now, what is it that you expected to come from a lesbian that marries a man that believes he's a woman? What do you expect would come from that which God calls an abomination? Americans, friends, that's called daring the justice of God. And this is the fruit that you're going to get from those that you tolerate. You have to have a federal judge drop a hammer on a said mayor, namely Lori Crow Lightfoot, because she doesn't like white people. And yet she wants to call white people racist. Now, let me go back and reiterate the point, friends, that we're not going to play that little game. And when I say we're not going to play that little game, friends, I mean we're not going to play that little game, because that's exactly what they want to do, is they want to get us caught up into what? They want to get us caught up into pitting one against another. We're not going to go down that road. I don't care if you're purple. I don't care if you're yellow. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're orange or gray. Guess what? White people are people of color as well. Just making clear. And to all the white people out there, and to all the black people out there, and the gray people, and the orange people, and the yellow people, and so on and so forth, guess what? We're all in this together. And if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools ever known to mankind. Let me also reiterate the point concerning those that want white power. Well, white power is just as dangerous as black power. And let me say to the black people that think black power is the way to go, black power is just as dangerous as white power. And for all those black Marxists that are being used in Black Lives Matters, all five of you, I just want to make sure that you understand that those that are paying for you to play the stooge, they are white people using you to your own demise, because the globalists are, guess what? They are white supremacists. So if we can get this together, we're going to be more secure under God in a major way than giving ourselves over to some vindictive individuals that want to use us for our own downfall. And most people just haven't come to the conclusion yet that it's all about our own demise if we go along with this. Jesus came into the world to save our soul, not our skin. Okay? Let's say this together. We're in this together. Okay? Because all nations are one blood, Acts 17:26. Am I being condescending? Well, it depends on what your attitude is. Am I being spiteful? No. It depends on what your state of mind is. It depends on what your state of heart is. Because I'm not being vindictive. I'm not being spiteful. I'm just sick and tired of people that are being used, that are bought and paid for, and the most of the people in this country don't realize that they're nothing short of a bunch of useful idiots that need to be lawfully dealt with, just like the very people that are paying them to be the useful idiots. This is what I'm saying. As I started off during the first segment, if we get back to the fact that we're ruled by law under God, guess what? The only ones that are going to go under are those that are not ruled by God, because those that are ruled by God will enforce the laws against those that will not be ruled by God, and that's how we set the record straight. What do you think of that? Yeah, me too. I think we can do it. Matter of fact, I know we can do it. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it again, friends. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Don't call yourself a Christian and get caught up into these divisive means that the globalists want to use to divide and conquer. And remember what it tells us in Mark 3:25? A house divided against itself will not stand. So let's get this straight. Broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota, 1-866-582-9933.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip, his next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers are still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee might skip the network TV presidential debates in 2024, unless there's a dramatic overhaul to the format. Conservative David Bossie saying most network news moderators have little interest in asking questions that illuminate the debate, saying they're asking questions that really do not impact primary Republican voters, but have gotcha questions and answers for the general election debate. An actor who made his big screen debut in Deliverance and was nominated for an Oscar in network has died.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Rapid City. Thank you for joining me today, friends. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump on social media platforms, I got more audio and video to show you in just a couple moments. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, join us on our Rumble Live page, which we are refurbishing as we have to build from the ground up, friends, because YouTube pulled our page down of 7 years most recently. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe on the Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. You'll see us over there. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing over there, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out, everybody asks us all the time, where are you guys going to be at? Where's your schedule online? I'm giving it to you live right now. We are going to be in Rapid City Landmark Community Church on June 16th at 7 p.m. The Landmark Community Church in Rapid City, South Dakota on Wednesday at 7 p.m. The address is 3777 Anderson Road, 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City. And just a reminder, friends, we are going to be over as well in Johnstown, Colorado. That will be in about a week and a half. We'll be in Johnstown, Colorado, as well as will we be in Escondido, California, a week after that. Escondido, California, as well. One more time, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to some more videos here because there's some interesting stuff this is another group of people that are being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about, again, here comes the homosexual agenda, playing the victims once again. We have a video pro-LGBT. By the way, it's a felony in every state. Just for the record, our laws condemn the advocation of the homosexual lifestyle, sodomy. It's a felony in every state. But we have a video of a pro-LGBT teacher shaming straight boy, calling him a straight jerk, a butthead, a weasel, and she's ignorant. I'm not kidding you, friend. Why don't you go ahead and check this out? You can see for yourself firsthand. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines out as a criminal. They're advocating criminal behavior, even going so far as to attempt to browbeat sixth graders, friends, into accepting the sodomite lifestyle. And if you don't accept it, guess what? You're a hater. You're a bigot. Oh, well, then we're all haters and we're all bigots, at least those that stand on the side of God. You want real liberty, friends, then you better understand the difference between liberty and licentiousness, okay? Because the ignorant believe this sort of behavior to be freedom, and in fact, it's not, friends. It's licentiousness. You're being enslaved by taking on these sort of mindsets every step of the way. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to this next point. This is actually Ben Swan. We played much of his content over the years, 99.9% of what we've seen from Ben has been outstanding. And we just want to bring some more information to you concerning what, in fact, is taking place in this country. I'm wondering within myself right now, Lord, which one should I play first? Should I play the Danish soccer player who almost died nearly 12 days after receiving his Pfizer vaccine? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I want to go ahead and put this in order for you. But again, I want you to see this, friends. Did you see this? The Citizens Free Press just released this video. Danish soccer star collapses, nearly dies during game. He received the Pfizer vaccine 12 days ago. Whoa, how come we didn't hear about this? Well, let's go ahead and check this out really quick, and you can decide for yourself.
The throw, but he was already on his way down. The concern here is that Christian Harris is tanking.
Amazing to me. And am I being facetious? Oh, yes, I'm being facetious, friend. But how come nobody heard about the Danish player who almost died? How come we heard nothing about the soccer player star, the soccer star collapsing just for no reason 12 days after he received the Pfizer vaccine. When is it time for the world to finally wake up, namely our world here in America, to the crimes against humanity concerning these vaccinations? Well, did it stop there? Nope. Are they continuously pushing their propaganda forward? Yep, just like I said they would. Remember that dream, listeners, from about 14 months ago concerning the tsunami? The first wave was small, the second one was higher, and there was no third wave. The third wave, if you would like to equate it to that, was the tsunami. And if anybody paid or has paid attention to what a tsunami is, I'll tell you what, friends, they destroy everything in their path. And that's exactly what the propagandists, they work for the destroyer, him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10, intend to do, because without a question of a doubt, friends, this is genocide every step of the way. I want you to check this out. Vaccinate or terminate. Nurses sue after hospitals are now threatening their jobs by what? Illegal, unconstitutional edicts through administrative law, friends, that doesn't belong to them, which in fact belongs to the people. Listen to Ben Swan. Oh, we got to get this going here.
They do not have that right. I'll explain why in a second. But let me just set this up. So 117 of the employees at the Houston Hospital, nurses and staff, have filed a lawsuit basically saying they've been told that if they do not get vaccinated by June 7th, they were going to be terminated. They were out of a job. So they filed a lawsuit saying you can't force us to take this vaccine. By the way, Maryland and their 60 hospitals that are represented under the Maryland Hospital Association is now requiring all of their nurses and employees, as well as in the D.C. area, they're requiring this. So it is happening across the country. Now, here's the sticking point, is that an employer does not have the right to force you to get vaccinated because, with these vaccines, because they were issued under an emergency use authorization, an EUA. Emergency use authorization is what the FDA gave for Moderna, for Pfizer, for Johnson & Johnson, in order to have these vaccines out. The law is very clear about this. Health and Human Services essentially said when this was done that you cannot be forced, you cannot be compelled to take these vaccines because they have not been studied. That has been said by Health and Human Services. Dr. Cohen at Health and Human Services testified before Congress October 22nd.
And, friends, well, that plays out even now. Do consider the fact that there's also OSHA laws. Also consider, friends, that there is HIPAA laws. Also consider, friends, that there is the Nuremberg Code. I'm going to let Ben finish this out.
That testimony, no one will be forced to take these, including hospitals and organizations, cannot mandate it because it was issued under an EUA. It's a very important distinction because, Steve, as you know, so many of the folks who make the claim that, oh, yeah, employers can do this, they're citing the Supreme Court ruling from 1905 that says that the Army can force soldiers to get vaccinated. That has no bearing on EUAs, which first came into place in 2004.
Well, I'm anxious to see. I'm not doubting your word. I'm anxious to see the outcome of their plea to the court to stop what's going on there at the Houston Hospital. But what about the argument, legal basis or not, that in the case of healthcare workers, they owe it to the patients that they treat to have the shot?
Well, I would disagree with that for a couple of reasons. For one thing, there's a lot of things we don't know about these vaccines. And that's the argument that's made here in the lawsuit. So the lawsuit, the nurses are saying this. They're saying, we're not guinea pigs, right? And so you can't force us to take this vaccination. We're not saying we won't get into the future. We're saying we don't know what the effects will be. So until it's studied, we want to reserve the right to not take it. Legally, they have a point there. And by the way, I believe this will probably go to the Supreme Court. It needs to go to the Supreme Court because there is a huge distinction here between an emergency use authorization, meaning we don't...
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Liberty friends, we are broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. And again, I am just here to remind everybody what they continuously ask is concerning our schedule. We are going to be at the Landmark Community Church on June 16th at 7 p.m. Landmark Community Church, 7 p.m., 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Again, 3777 Anderson Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. We will be at the Landmark Community Church Wednesday, June 16th. A week and a half after that, friends, we are going to be in Johnstown, Colorado. So for those that are listening to me in Johnstown, we expect that we'll probably end up meeting you, and I hope to do so. I'd be honored to do so. The week after that, we're going to be in Escondido, California. If you want me to go a little bit further than that, we're going to be at the Constitutional Party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I've been honored to be the main speaker there. As well will I be a main speaker with Sheriff David Clark, which will be in Michigan. And it's my understanding that we've got three events set up in Michigan right now. So, friends, we are busy little bees doing what we have been commanded to do, and we do it out of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, understanding the Father's heart, which comes down to John 3:16. So, again, we are out here doing what we call doing the stuff because we believe that we can win today, and we're going to continuously fight because we believe, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, and it's exactly what we're doing. Friends, he's not a man that he should lie, and the bottom line is we've never seen him lie because he's not that God. We serve the God that doesn't lie, and if we meet him on his terms, guess what? We get to see him move at every given step. So with that again said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Now, we have something called OBS and Comrax on the road, just so you understand how this works. And what Comrax is, is it's a unit that goes on a one-face computer, a laptop, and it shows us where the callers are. And then we have OBS, which means I can click from myself over to the things that I want to share with you. So we are, well, it's all inclusive. It's just an issue of learning the new system, and you know how systems change continuously. But with that said, that's available, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We got Tom calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I say if you give me $1 million, I won't get the jab.
Say that again?
I said, if you give me $1 million, I won't get the jab. How's that? That's what I said.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, to each their own, my brother.
Hey, I just wanted to, since you're in the state of South Dakota, I believe you said, that's where you're at?
Yes, yes.
I was, and we all know that they have the great governor up there, and she does good stuff, but she was, you know, held up as the poster child of resistance, you know, during the COVID thing with masks and shutdowns and everything. I have her Facebook, and I do see her post from time to time. I have it liked or saved or whatever. And I did notice a couple months ago.
You're talking about Kristi Noem, right, Tom? Kristi Noem?
Kristi Noem, yes, sir. I noticed a couple months ago on her Facebook page, she had a post of her getting the vaccination.
Okay.
And I just like, was I surprised? No. Did it make me laugh? Yes. And it was just like, really? Okay. You know?
Right. What you do understand, Tom, that both Ron DeSantis, which, by the way, we're trying to get him on the radio with us even now. It's interesting to note that he did everything wrong and Kristi Noem did everything right during the same time at the beginning of this pandemic. And what was interesting to note is it came to an understanding that Ron DeSantis now decided that he wanted to become the president of the United States of America. And with that said, he begins to deliver up what it is that the people want. Okay, he should have been doing this from the get-go. Kristi Noem, on the other hand, in South Dakota, along with 8 other governors that didn't go along with the pandemic, did everything right from the get-go. And then we begin to see Kristi Noem for who she really is. Matter of fact, in South Dakota, if you talk to most people here, they will tell you that she is a globalist who is planning, as of now, to become the vice president of the United States along with Ron DeSantis. So this is politics as usual. This is the circle. This is the circular reasoning that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of, but they're doing it again, and they haven't learned their lesson. So if we, at the end of the day, see Ron and that of Kristi Noem on the ticket as the vice president, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I'm telling you right now what this is about.
That's some force. That's some insight there, because I didn't even, you know, really put that together. That's some insight. I think people just get frustrated because, you know, they want goodness. You know, they want goodness. They want to believe that there's somebody out there that's going to save them other than themselves. You know,
that's
other
right.
than Jesus Christ. You know, so it's very, you know, it's very depressing. It's very like, oh my goodness, you know. But you have to watch these little signals, like, you know, you pick up on, you know, just because people say things, you know, actions are louder than words, and you know, it's just, yeah.
Let me insert this, interject this into the conversation. I hope people understand that I hope for the same thing. But the fact of the matter is, in this country, Article 6, Section 2 is the Supremacy Clause. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives that work for us under God. And the American people have left off their God and have now taken on their favorite politicians, expecting them to do, as you said, for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Well, God never told us to let them do for us what it is he commanded us to do. And it's about as backwards as it possibly can be. But, Tom, I love what you're bringing, brother. I really do, and I appreciate it. And the fact of the matter, especially out of California, where are you in California real quick?
Oh, I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, it says that Tom came up in California. So with that said, Tom, I totally appreciate your phone call. I got other calls. Hope to hear from you again. We've got Shay in Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Bradley. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Michigan, Mr. Bradley.
Thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate that. I don't know what to say because I did not expect that, kiddo. So we appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a little red in the face right now, if it is. Hey, folks, isn't it interesting? The Lord had to make it a special day. Not so much for me, but to acknowledge the fact that he already made this flag day. And, yes, it just happens to be my birthday. So I thank you, my little friend from Michigan. That was truly sweet. And, yes, it's my birthday. I'm still some young man, and I've got a lot of life in me. And, folks, I hope that I can go and tell like that of Caleb in the book of Joshua, who said that when Moses gave the commandment unto him and to Joshua, he was 40 years old. And at 85 years old, he was set for war. By the way, Scripture tells us that he was the same at 85 as he was when he was 40. And if you take that over to Moses, who was 120 years old before he passed on, isn't it interesting that the Bible says that his natural force went unabated? He was just as strong then at 120 as he was at the beginning of his call. And it's the things that I asked the Lord for, too. And also keep in mind, the Bible says that his eyes grew not dim, speaking of that of Moses. Folks, these are things that we can ask the Lord for. You know, you are as old as you want to be now that we're talking about this. And the fact of the matter is, I want to keep going until I fall over. It was Martin Luther said that if you rest, you rust. And if you bring it to Scripture, friends, it does condemn in so many different ways the American dream. And what I'm talking about is aggrandizing wealth unto ourselves and building up barns and then forgetting about our duty. God condemns that. Nope, I want to die in the pulpit, and I want to die in the anointing. So with that said, again, thank you very much for that. Friends, we're going to jump on to just reminding you right now that we're going to be at the Landmark Community Church on Wednesday, 3777 Anderson Road in Rapid City. We will start at 7 o'clock. Again, that's in Rapid City, South Dakota, the Landmark Community Church, 3777 Anderson Road. And to all my faithfuls, we totally appreciate you. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, and we're going to continuously follow the Christ here. So with that said, we will talk to you in 23. God bless you, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Again, let me say it, deeds, not words. See ya. I don't know what's going on here, but...
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.